Is it better to protect children or to prepare them for collapse? I don't think that lying to them is protecting them. And I think that honestly, they can't be protected from what will happen because and right now, children are not protected from the lack of butterflies. I mean, how do you protect them? Do you put them in front of a computer screen and show them butterflies? Do you show them pretty pictures of butterflies? And that's not the same thing. And maybe you just keep them inside so they never know, which is what's happening with most children these days. I don't think... So the reason that the sheet is up is because, and I can't say the word because the dogs get excited, but there are bears outside. And the thing is, they're just a part of everyday life because I see them every day. And I think that children shouldn't be lied to. And I think they should be the recognition that we're living in this world being destroyed should be just a regular topic of conversation. And it shouldn't be something that you have to sit them down and have a difficult conversation with. It should be something that they overhear you talking about from when they are in the womb, because everybody should be talking about it. What more important news is there than the world being killed? And yeah, so I don't think that they should be, the one should avoid the topic around them. And I think, I hear something sometimes though that I think is backwards about children, that I've heard a lot of people say, I'm going to raise my child to be the kick-ass activist I never was. And that seems abusive, frankly. Instead, why don't you be the kick-ass activist so that they don't have to? Because the truth is, you know, I did a graduation ceremony many years ago, and I started off by saying, I am sorry. My generation needs to apologize to your generation because we are leaving you the wreckage of a world. And we have not solved these problems, but pushed them onto you and made them even worse. And don't you think if you're going to leave a child the wreckage of a world, that you at least owe them the courtesy of apologizing for it and of doing everything you can to make amends?